Radio 1974.
It's 11 and a half minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock and a Brian McKenzie rock and roll special all the way through until midnight. And the first request on the program this evening is from Holland. It's from Charles van Doornwaard of Marnixstraat 7 and 70 House, Amsterdam Centrum in, of course, Holland. So there we go. Charles, thank you for writing in. You say, could you please play some Friday evening on the show between 10 and midnight the record Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. And you also ask about some stickers that I have. Well, I tell you something, Charles, you better be smart and send in an envelope with your address on it. And I shall send them off to you as soon as I get it, all right?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock, gonna rock, gonna rock.
Thank you, my man. You've been working well there. Bill Haley and the Comets and Rock Around the Clock, going out especially to Charles over there in Amsterdam, new old friend. Hope you enjoy that particular song, huh? If I sound a little bit muddled this particular evening, it's nothing to do with the brain, although you could say it was a bit numb, because in the past 48 hours I've had 1 hour of sleep, which isn't a great deal, so please excuse any sort of boobs, you know what I mean? When I say boobs, I mean mistakes, you realise, of course, yes. She, little Sheila, huh? And that's Gene Vincent. When I came out on the tender today, I think there was about 24 people on board, and also a film crew from Germany who were out filming for the thing when it comes to an end. And it was all rather exciting. Also got, at the moment, three very, very staunch listeners from Germany on board the boat for a couple of days. And, of course, they're associated with the German part of Nordsee Coast DX, which goes out on a 49-meter shortwave band on Sunday, so I'd imagine maybe later on, well, not in this particular show, but maybe on Roger when he comes back between 12 and 2, or between 2 and 4, although I think they're a little bit shattered at the moment. They'll be coming and saying hello to their friends, so I think the next 2 weeks are going to be rather exciting in lots of ways. We're going to have masses of people on board, so probably won't know if we're coming or going.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
That's a Trashman and Surfin' Bird, one that's rather popular with our listeners while I've been on with the rock and roll show, and rather amusing stuff as well, although I wouldn't try and sing that myself personally, of course. Yes, some people I met today, who also came out to visit the ship, are Anne Gillison, and also Pascal, and I won't try and pronounce your surname, my love, because I'm sure it would just defeat me totally, and also Francois Lout, and I think pronunciation isn't too bad there anyway. But you'd like me to dedicate a number for Jean-Claude, Daniel, and also Gerard, Jacques, what's the next part? Albany, that could be. Buster, over there in Benfleet, so good evening to my old friend, and also Jean Rimet. So there we go, and I'd like to apologise for the pronunciation there, but I hope you don't mind too much. I warned you on the tender that I'd probably get the thing wrong. But hope you have a really nice day in Scavening. And maybe sometime in the future we have the pleasure of meeting again. So for everyone listening.
Fun, love, and Orion, I, the music machine.
This one's just from me to you, and I hope you like it.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.